This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So far, so good.
With guest host Kirk Morrison.
It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Wilson, oh my goodness, they got him! The Commanders to jump.
Today's guests. Co-host of the PFF College Football Show, Max Chadwick. Co-host of Gojo and Golic, Mike Golic Jr. Plus, latest news and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Kirk Morrison.
Oh, yeah. Hi-ya! As we get into hour number two here, Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich. So much to talk about here as we get into now hour number two, because we got a little Cowboys, talked a little Lions. We got to figure out where this, where's the voodoo doll? Where's the voodoo doll that the Chiefs have? We got to find out where it's hidden at, because they got some voodoo going on over in Kansas City. We're going to get into that. We got a lot of teams that still have an opportunity. We got to talk about Monday Night Football coming up. Some people saying that the worm has turned over here in Los Angeles. The Chargers are no longer charging, so we'll get into that. But there's also some things going on in the National Football League that we're seeing some players start to succeed, some players slump. And a guy who can help me with that is Max Chadwick, PFF College Football Show. But from PFF, giving us all the grades and what we need to know about what's going on in the National Football League. Great to have you, Max. And guess what? I want to start here, because the reason why I'm in this seat right now is because Rich Eisen flying back from Germany, because he was on the broadcast of the Giants and the Panthers. That game was won by the Panthers. And I know people are going to say it's not a great win. Panthers over the Giants. But somebody had to win that one. But let's give the man his flowers, because they wanted to bury the dude a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago. He's done. He's finished. He got benched by Andy Dalton. But Bryce Young is still a quarterback. He's still a Heisman Trophy winner. And there are some things that we've seen over the last couple weeks that Bryce Young may not have the greatest statistical numbers, but it's showing that, look, I can still play the quarterback position. He had a touchdown yesterday. Wasn't overly great, but 15 of 25. What are you seeing, or what are the grades showing when it comes to Bryce Young, Max?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Kirk, first of all. And yeah, I think Bryce Young is showing people why we were so high on him coming out of Alabama, right? This past week against the Giants, he had a 71.5 PFF grade. That was 10th among all quarterbacks in the NFL. And also, Kirk, it's the back-to-back weeks now where he's had a 70-plus PFF grade. He hadn't had a 70-plus PFF grade all of last season. In fact, his last time he had a 70 grade was in December of last year. Now, listen, it's too early to call on whether or not the Panthers should move on from him or keep him right now. But if he keeps playing like this, I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback. And I think Bryce Young will go into year three as a starting quarterback. They'll probably bring in another veteran to battle him a little bit or have as a backup. But I've been really impressed by Bryce Young over the last couple of weeks. I understand it's the Saints. I understand it's the Giants. But at the same time, he's doing well against those teams when he was kind of a disaster to start the year. So, yeah, Bryce Young just definitely deserves his flowers for the last 2 weeks, especially.
Do I need to bring up Daniel Jones? I mean, no touchdowns yesterday, two interceptions. It's like, I mean, are we just beating a dead horse at this point? Like, when it comes to Daniel Jones, are the numbers backing it up now? The grades backing up the performances that we're seeing?
Yeah, they are. Honestly, Daniel Jones, like I said, Bryce Young, we don't know if the Panthers should draft a quarterback or not. We know the Giants should draft a quarterback. I think it's pretty obvious that Daniel Jones is just not going to be the guy for the Giants. And, you know, he's had a long time as well, right? He was drafted in 2019. It's not like Bryce Young, who was only drafted a couple years ago, right? So he's had, what, 6 years now to prove he's the guy, and he hasn't really done it for the Giants either. So, yeah, listen, I think this is his last year in New York, unfortunately for him. And I do think the Giants, with probably a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, if not higher than that, they'll probably be taking a quarterback with that first round pick.
You know what's funny about this? And I'm talking to Max Chadwick, the co-host of the PFF College Football Show, the PFF. Also follow him on Twitter at MaxChadwickCFB. I would love to know this, because if someone asks me a question, if you could draft a quarterback right now in the NFL, who would it be? We all know I'm going Patrick Mahomes. All right, Max. Like, I'm not even. You don't even have to finish up to say, if you could draft Patrick Mahomes, I wouldn't even let him get it out yet. But I say that because Chiefs are 9-0. They're winning football games. But if you look at the rankings of quarterbacks by PFF, Patrick Mahomes is not the number one ranked quarterback. He's not the number two ranked quarterback. What are the grades showing about Patrick Mahomes that even though he's not playing his best, I mean, yesterday was okay, 28 of 42, 266, one touchdown, but it's not what we are accustomed to seeing. What are the grades saying about Patrick Mahomes? Because to me, he still has room to grow in a season that is unlike what we've seen in a long time with the Chiefs.
Yeah, honestly, you mentioned it right there. I still think he's clearly the guy in the NFL, right? I mean, three Super Bowl championships by, what, age 27 will tell you that. He's still a top five highest graded quarterback in the NFL. I think you're just seeing the Chiefs don't have really the weaponry that they used to have. You know, like Rasheed Rice going down with an injury was big. Travis Kelce has been good for them, but he hasn't been like the Travis Kelce that we've been accustomed to lately. You mentioned how you would draft Patrick Mahomes over any quarterback in the NFL. I would draft Steve Spagnuolo over any defensive coordinator probably right now in the NFL. That guy is a mastermind, and honestly, he was the biggest reason why they won yesterday, and also the biggest reason why they won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, the Chiefs, listen, I know they have Mahomes and Kelce and all that. The Chiefs were a defensive team last year. That defense was unbelievable, and they have another elite defense this year as well. So Steve Spagnuolo deserves all the credit in the world for just being a mastermind defensively. Obviously got great talent on that side of the ball as well, but yeah, Mahomes still playing at a great level, don't get me wrong, but the Chiefs are just a really well-rounded team, especially on the defense. That's why they're, you know, back-to-back Super Bowl champions right now.
You know, Max, yesterday marked the return, a season debut. Can you believe that? We're all the way in the 10th week of the NFL. We had a season debut from Christian McCaffrey. And so I'm like, oh, okay, Christian McCaffrey's back. And Deebo Samuel told us last week, Max, hey, watch out, we back. And we're like, all right, whatever. Christian McCaffrey's going to be back. We'll see what the 49ers can do. Then all of a sudden, Brock Purdy turned back into Joe Montana. I mean, yesterday, we saw the numbers, 25 of 36, 353, two touchdowns. What did the grades look like, and what have they looked like before McCaffrey came back in the one game that he does come back? Have we seen a Brock Purdy? Is this the Brock Purdy we envisioned this season?
Yeah, Purdy's been pretty good for them all year, honestly. Like, he's played like a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Just, it's continued to be amazing. You know, his career arc going from Mr. Irrelevant to a guy who's going to get a massive contract. I can guarantee you that very, very soon. So, you know, getting Christian McCaffrey's back not only is great for the 49ers, but also for my fantasy team as well. But listen, McCaffrey was 70 grade yesterday. That's a sixth among all running backs, 83.6 receiving grade. That's the second best among all running backs behind only James Conner yesterday. Also, really good pass protector, too. I think that's really kind of an underrated part of his game. He had the fifth best pass blocking grade among all running backs as well. You know, 19 touches for 107 yards, averaged like 6 yards per touch. Now, he only broke two tackles total on those 19 touches, so he's still kind of getting his feet wet. It wasn't like a ultimate Christian McCaffrey performance like we're accustomed to, but he's still going to be a critical part of this 49ers offense as they really try to make a push for the playoffs right now.
You know, one thing I was looking at too yesterday is when you look at just quarterbacks in general, and obviously the young quarterbacks, CJ Stroud had a tough night yesterday, but the quarterback who was taking number one this year has had a struggle over the last 3 to 4+ games, and that's Caleb Williams. Getting sacked a lot more. What's the offensive line grade? Is it offensive line for Caleb Williams? Is it him just holding the ball too long? What are the grades telling us about why Caleb Williams is in this slump?
Yeah, I think there's no denying the offensive line can definitely be improved. They had the 10th worst offensive line grade yesterday at 63.7. Obviously, four sacks allowed as well. But I will say they had the 10th best pressure rate allowed. And I think that kind of goes into another thing with Caleb Williams, that when he was at USC, a lot of people blame the USC offensive line for not giving him enough time. They actually were pretty good. Caleb Williams, for as amazing as he is as a quarterback, and I'm not taking that away from him, he is a notoriously very difficult quarterback to block for because he obviously tries to dance around back there, hold on to the ball for a very long time. Right now, he's holding on to the ball over 3 seconds average time to throw. That's the eighth longest in the league right now. He breaks clean pockets a lot as well. I think there's some issues with Caleb Williams just playing too much backyard football. Now, again, the offensive line can be improved. I'm not denying that. I think anyone with eyes can see that. But at the same time, I also think Caleb Williams has got to change his play style a little bit. Not obviously take it away, because obviously it's a double-edged sword, because obviously it makes him look great in the first place. But at the same time, you know, tone it down a little bit, because I do think that he's putting his offensive line in tough situations out there.
He's putting his offensive line in some tough situations, but I look at another guy who kind of plays a similar type of game. And you mentioned your fantasy team. Well, I was the guy who decided to say, you know what? He's playing well. His team is playing well. Let's start Jared Goff over Kyler Murray. Let's see how that work out for you. Well, last night I was over there pulling out the actual hair follicles I still have left, which is very slim, none. But I say that, Max, because what is Kyler Murray showing right now? The two rushing touchdowns obviously is something that he's still getting out of the pocket, making some things happen, a lot of design runs. But then he's throwing the ball well, too. One touchdown throw. What are the grades showing when it comes to Kyler Murray right now and the 6-4 Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the NFL, honestly. I know going into the year, a lot of people didn't even consider him to be a top 15 quarterback in the league. I never really understood that. I mean, he is obviously, like you just mentioned before, he's an elite rushing threat. And also, he's like a top 10 probably passer in the NFL as well, right? So he is such an impressive quarterback. And they're starting to get Marvin Harrison Jr. involved more in the offense now, which is good, because I do think that, you know, when he does become the true number one receiver, like we all think he will be, that would unlock a whole new thing in the offense as well. But Kyler Murray continues to be one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, that's kind of the what you're hoping Caleb Williams can turn into. I think you make a great point right there that that's kind of the comp that you're hoping for Caleb Williams right now is Kyler Murray. So yeah, I think what he's done for the Arizona Cardinals is pretty impressive. Now they have some issues on that team outside of him, but I do think Kyler Murray is one of the probably 10 to 15 best quarterbacks we have in the NFL right now.
Yeah, just a couple more minutes here with Max Chadwick, PFF College Football Show, the co-host. And no matter what you're looking for, PFF Plus has what you need to make winning decisions all season long. Sign up for PFF Plus for less than $10 per month. Because if you would have signed up for PFF Plus, you would have learned and understood that Sam Darnold is turning into a pumpkin right before our eyes, right? Sam Darnold yesterday, like, come on. Like, you're watching Sam Darnold in the early parts of the season, and you're saying, okay, the Vikings have something. Sorry, J.J. McCarthy, even through the injury, Sam Darnold is the guy this season. Everything is all well in Minnesota. And then you see the game like yesterday against Jacksonville. And you're saying, if they didn't have a field goal kicker, where would this game have been for the Minnesota Vikings? They find a way to win, but it wasn't because of their quarterback. I know he threw for 241 yards, zero touchdowns, three interceptions. When you look at Sam Darnold week to week, what is the grading of Sam Darnold? Is it pressure? Is it him holding onto the ball, similar to what you talked about with Caleb Williams? What have you seen from Sam Darnold?
Yeah, it's just a roller coaster, honestly. And I think that's kind of what we've seen from Sam Darnold. Obviously, a lot more downs than ups in his career. But now going into a great situation in Minnesota with a great play caller and Kevin O'Connell, obviously great receivers with Justin Jefferson there as well. It's just a roller coaster, right? 56.5 passing grade yesterday. It's just not going to usually get it done. And obviously, his team was able to get it done in this one. But it's just a roller coaster. And that's ultimately, you know, the Minnesota, a lot of people thought, you know, after their hot start to the year that maybe, they can win the Super Bowl maybe. I just never thought they could with Sam Darnold is the quarterback, and especially that roller coaster play like that, if that shows up in the playoffs, that's probably where they're gonna get bounced in the playoffs, honestly. So you just never know what you're gonna get from Sam Darnold. There's something I won't not deny, there are some games where he looks unbelievable out there, but there's also games like yesterday where he just didn't look very good, and that's why he's more of like a league average quarterback even in a great situation like Minnesota right now. So that's probably going to ultimately cap the ceiling for what the Vikings can do this year.
You know, Max, before I get you out of here, you know, before the early part of the season, all the kickers was kicking them 50-yard kicks, and everybody was all excited. Oh, the NFL needs to narrow the goalposts. And I said, just wait. Just be patient. We're going to get to November and start having – look, we have weather. You're going to have some nerves. The kicks are going to be changing. We saw two 50-plus-yard field goals to tie a game and also to win a game yesterday from, obviously, Jake Bates and the Lions. What's been the grade on kickers now that we enter into the month of November? Obviously, I've seen those grades are starting to go down. Now everybody can relax about all these kickers kicking 50-yard field goals.
Yeah, definitely. I think the kickers are obviously getting better. I don't think anyone can deny that. Like, the fact that we're, you know, breaking records for field goals, like, it seems like every few years or so, is crazy when those records just stand for a very, very long time. And, you know, 50 plus yards, I remember like 10 years ago, we're like, oh, those are really long kicks. Like, now it's kind of the norm for kickers. Like, if you miss a 50 yarder, like, all of a sudden you want to get cut. The fans want you cut, right? So it's amazing how good the kickers are nowadays. But at the same time, you're right, though. Like, right, the weather's getting worse. It's harder to kick in cold weather and all the rain and eventually snow that we'll get as well. And obviously the games are going to get bigger as well. So even the pressure on these kicks gets even bigger too. So there's no denying that the kicking has gotten a lot better as the NFL continues to go on and kickers continue to get better and better. And, you know, 55 yarders are like nothing in today's day and age, which is crazy. But yeah, like you said, kicking will probably start to go down a little bit once the weather in November, December starts to get a lot worse.
Max, I'm going to let you go, but I did lie to you. I said I was the last one. I got one more to only because he was on everybody's draft board, and then 2 weeks in a row, Carson Beck, quarterback at Georgia. Woo-hoo. Yeah, a lot of people are now taking him off the board. So what's the grade really quickly on Carson Beck?
Yeah, he's struggling right now. And I think that, you know, there's a comparison for him preseason to Jared Goff for the NFL draft. I think that comparison works, but in college football, because Jared Goff is a guy, I would say, in the NFL, if you have a great supporting cast around him, he could win you ball games. Carson Beck is the same way, but in college football, which makes it even scarier when you're projecting him to the NFL, because Georgia, the receivers, they don't have Brock Bowers anymore. They don't have Ladd McConkey anymore. They really don't have guys anywhere close to that in the receiving core. And the offensive line in that Ole Miss game just could not hold up. And Beck was bad because of it, honestly. So Carson Beck, I think he went from a guy that a lot of people thought could be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Now I'm seeing stuff about him being a third round pick in the NFL draft. Right. So it's been a rough year for Carson Beck, and it's a wide open quarterback year. But to me, it seems like it's down to Shador Sanders and Cam Ward for QB1 in the NFL draft.
We fall down. All right. PFF has you covered all season long with the best data, tools and analysis in the game. Max Chadwick, co-host of the PFF College Football Show, man. Appreciate the time, Max. Thanks for the knowledge, man, and catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Kirk. Appreciate you.
Man, that's a – we talk about a fall.
Damn.
Carson Beck. I'm telling you, he was – every. I even saw him. I was thinking about, man, possible Raiders. And then what I've seen over the last couple of weeks, I'm saying stay in school. Like, don't rush. The NFL will be here. Like, stay in school. Go get some more starts. You got to fix that. That was a bad. Showing on Sunday – or, sorry, Saturday versus Ole Miss. Breaking news, though. My top five takeaways and observations from week number 10 in the National Football League. That's coming up next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game, shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can be a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help you find options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
I got a recruiting story. You want to hear a recruiting story?
You
think Harbaugh's crazy. So I'm recruiting, right, for Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fire real?
It is definitely not real.
So I'm
it's a television set, Steve.
I'm recruiting back in Minnesota, and it's like January, all right? And it's snow, and it's cold, and everything
it's
like that.
It's when you were the HC of Cal. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, so we're sitting around at a home visit, right? Family visit.
Yeah.
So the kids there, the mom and dad, little sisters are there, grandparents are there, and we're just kind of having hot chocolate, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, you know, we're talking about let's go to Cal, you know, great school, best in the world, and all that stuff.
Yes.
And so when you sit there for several hours, sometimes the conversation's good and sometimes it drags, all right? So it started to drag and I was running out of things to say, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, right.
And so there, it was snowing out and it was cold and it was cool. It was just awesome being in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cat sitting over by the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like this fire.
Just like this fire. When it was a real fire, Rich.
Yeah.
And it was a cat and it was all curled up and it looked so cozy, so awesome.
Yeah.
And then conversation was dragging a little bit and I went, ugh. Wouldn't you just love to be that cat right now? And everybody looked at the cat, and just as everybody looked, it rolled over. It started licking himself all over the place. Grandma looked at me like, "What?" I didn't get that kid. All right, it didn't go well after that.
Kind of went downhill.
Oh yeah, but that cat.
Oh my gosh,
that cat just kind of screwed me over a little bit. And he's like,
wow.
Timing is everything.
Looked like it's screwing itself over.
Oh man,
you're telling me.
Cozy for a while.
Welcome back into the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. So call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Had a lot of knowledge there from PFF getting in all the grades and what's going on around all these quarterbacks. I'm into grades. Like, how is this person grading out? Are we missing things, right? Because we could watch a game, but then you look at the tape. And I'll tell you this, I've had some good games you felt inside and you watched the tape the next day as a player, like, oh, I actually graded like C minus. Hey, but we won.
The important thing.
That's the important thing. But yeah, I want to get to the phone call. We got it's not on my board. Where's
oh, it's Jeff.
Jeff. It's Jeff in Detroit.
What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Jeff? What's up, brother Jeff?
What up, though? What's going on, Kirk? How's everybody doing? You boys back from Germany. Hey, you bring that BMW back with you?
Nah, we all took a shot at that car,
yeah,
Jeff.
That didn't clear customs, Jeff.
We all tried.
What's up, Jeff?
Man, listen, that win yesterday was not pretty, but it sure was gritty. That's how we get down, baby. It feels so good. Hey, and I told you guys, having a kicker means the world now to us, seriously. Mm-hmm. Detroit, you know, one thing that I love about us, we are who we are. And okay. We looked up, man. My friend sent me a video. The entire stadium was full of Detroit fans hollering, Jared Goff, Jared Goff, what up, though? You know, it was just, it's a beautiful thing. But I'm going to ask you guys a question. I've been looking at football a long time, and I'm loving what Mike Tomlin is doing. Like you said, give him his flowers. The guy's doing what he's supposed to do. Everybody was up in arms when he got Justin Fields out of there and inserted Russell Wilson. Have you guys ever seen Russell Wilson dance on the field? Russell has turned into Russell.
Russell, I like that.
He was out there giving him one of these yesterday.
Russell. Yeah, I haven't seen that from Russ. A little emotional guy, showing some more emotion. I think as you get older in the league, you appreciate it more. And the last 2 years for him in Denver, it wasn't fun.
No.
He looked like he wasn't having fun. Mm-hmm. And now he's having fun. He's around some much younger guys who want to learn. They want to teach. Like, you walk in that locker room and he comes in there with a ring. So guys are going to be like, hey, you know, give me some of whatever you got. Like, show us. Yeah, show us the way. We want to do that. And so I think that's one of the big things. You mentioned Detroit. How you feel about the 5 interceptions, though? I can't get past it, Jeff. I can't get past the 5 INTs.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a Lions fan, so we take our wins wherever we can. This time, 2 or 3 years ago, I had a bag on my head. Our gear was 50% off, and it wasn't too much happening. It does worry me. It really does, because a lot of those throws seem like skip throws, and it's almost like I was wondering, is something going on that we don't know about with his arm or with his throwing? He was shorting it. He was that long. For somebody that consistently this entire year has been on point and been so efficient, to have a game like that, it does cause pause for question, most definitely.
No, I appreciate the phone call, Jeff. I would also throw this there, is when I look at Jared Goff and I think about D'Amico Ryans, who was the defensive coordinator with the San Francisco 49ers, and I remember when Jared Goff was with the Rams, and it was the 49ers who would give him fits. Every single week, they would pressure. They would have someone in his face. They would just make Jared Goff very, very uncomfortable. And you saw it last night. Jared Goff was not able to step into some throws last night. They would not let him get comfortable in that pocket. And you try to move the pocket, and there was somebody for him every single play. And they did all of that without Will Anderson. So I can only imagine, had Will Anderson been available, that probably would have get ugly yesterday for Jared Goff. That still is not one of my 5 takeaways and observations of week number 10 in the NFL. Del Tufo, hit the music.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kirks.
Top 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
Let's
that.
Go.
You see it. My top 5 observations of week number 10. Well, every single week we try to have someone enter the chat. And once they enter the chat, we quickly tell them to leave the chat. Whether it was Jaden Daniels, right? Whether it was Jared Goff. Let's just be honest. We try to find somebody else to put into this group chat, but it's really only one guy. And that guy is my number 5 takeaway of the week. Start at number 5. Let's just give Lamar Jackson the MVP. Let's just stop. What are we waiting for?
No, I don't want to do that
yet. What are we waiting for?
What do you mean?
What are we waiting for? Like, let's just give it.
He's got a teammate that can split votes.
I understand that, but let's be honest. When that dude, number 8, has the football in his hands, even with those uniforms on, it looked like the Crown Royal bags. Like, that was unbelievable last week, watching Lamar Jackson be Lamar. And we have to sit back. I love what Mike Tomlin had to say about it. And they were like, hey, you know, you guys were going up against Jaden Daniels and, you know, the type of quarterback that he is. And you see what Lamar is doing. He said, no. That's Mr. Jackson. That's not Lamar. That is Mr. Jackson for all those people out there. Let's just give him the MVP now. What are we waiting for?
What are we going to see
over the next 7 weeks that's going to change the way that I feel about who the best player in the National Football League is? Tell me a player right now that's going to take my attention and be like, give it to him.
A 17 is going to beat the Chiefs next week.
Ooh. You talking about no November, Allen?
Wow.
I had to say the first day.
I mean, the guy's got a better record than the Crown Royal bags right now.
Hey, but it's also November.
Okay.
It's also November.
Okay.
We shall see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No love.
No love.
I mean, look, we made our picks last week in Germany. He was my clear MVP, so I'm with you.
Yeah, what he's doing is like, we want to find ways not to give it to him. Mm-hmm. let's just be honest. Is he like not the Joker, Nikola Jokic? I mean, Jokic. Like, let's just be honest. Jokic is the same thing. Like, didn't Jokic have like a triple double last night?
He hit like 58, 25, and 36. Or something.
Like something ridiculous.
He had a game that's never happened in NBA history last night.
Like, let's be honest. Like, you have a ridiculous stat, and it's like no one's even talking about it today. It's not even talked about. It's just like, that's the same how I feel about Lamar. My number four takeaway now. I like to give out awards right now because we should just give them away. Like, we don't have to wait until NFL Honors, even though we're all going to get all dressed up and go to NFL Honors. We're going to have a 2-hour show, and we could give the award away today. November 11th, let's just give the award away to Coach of the Year, Mike Tomlin. That's what I learned in week number 10. Because what Mike Tomlin is, tell me who's got the guts to say, Justin Fields, appreciate what you've done to start the season. Even though we've got a winning record, and we look to be going in the right direction, Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback, and I'm going to give the job back to Russell Wilson that he won out of training camp. He didn't lose to injury, and everybody said, what is he thinking? What is Mike Tomlin doing? Why, Mike Tomlin? And there's a reason why. And you saw it on full display over the last couple weeks. Look, they're calling Detroit. Jeff said, look, we're seeing a different team in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson dancing. They're playing good defense. Patrick Queen comes over and brings a nice little element at the linebacking spot. And they went out and got Mike Williams. They traded for him from the Jets. And right away, what did Russell Wilson do? Right over the shoulder. Go on, Mike Williams. Be productive. And you know who's the architect of all of it? Mike Tomlin. He's got a faith in his guys, and they play well above. I think they know their capabilities. They don't even know how good they are, but they have a great team mindset, and that comes from great coaching. Let's just give Mike Tomlin the Coach of the Year right now.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
Kirk, I was looking at the Steelers Instagram page yesterday. You know, they do clips of players walking in, the outfits and everything.
Right.
I noticed something. I made a comment on Instagram. Coach T wore some black low-top Air Force Ones to the game yesterday. You know what time that's demon time when you break out the Air Force Ones.
Stealing souls.
All right. Black Air Force Ones means you ain't for play.
Didn't he do that a couple years ago where he gave the whole team a pair of those?
Yeah. You see somebody in some black Air Force Ones, I'm going to a different line. Like, if you're at the grocery store, he got black Air Force.
No.
Okay, let me go to the other line. Because I don't know what time he on right now. But he is Coach of the Year, and I love what they're doing. It's going to be fun. Look, you got a big challenge upcoming. They got the Lamar Jackson versus, obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's going to be a fun matchup, seeing Russell and Lamar. That's going to be great. My takeaway number three from week number 10. Fellas, they always say the cliche in the NFL is you can't let one loss beat you twice. Well, one loss has beaten a team three times.
Yep.
The Hail Mary play, Jaden Daniels throwing it all the way into the end zone. Who was that? Who caught the pass again? Was
Noah
that
Brown.
Noah Brown?
Yep.
Noah Brown. That play was this. That was the season in a nutshell for the Chicago Bears. Since that play, the Chicago Bears have done what? They've lost two more games now. So that's three losses in a row for the Chicago Bears. And today, now they're saying, I hear, what's the quote we got from Coach Matt Eberflus? We have let's run it. Run the tape on Eberflus. Yeah, okay, we got a little bit of time. We'll get to it. Because Matt Eberflus had some comments after the third loss now in a row for the Chicago Bears.
Matt, when it comes to changes and adjustments, what all is under consideration here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just in-game communication, you know, in terms of that, it's got to be better. The adjustments, the tactical adjustments need to be better, with that on all sides. And everything's on the table. And it's important that we look at everything and we take the time to get that done.
Matt, are you going to make a change at quarterback?
No, Caleb is our starter.
Yeah, he better be your starter. You are all in on Caleb Williams. I know this little rough three.
Change at quarterback.
Oh, well, you have to ask that question.
Head coach. How about a change at play caller? Can we give Caleb some help? What are these idiots doing? Are the Bears going to win another game, honestly?
You know what? That is a very good question.
They were 4-2 and a playoff team.
As they sit right now, currently 4-5.
I'm a Pats fan. They had no business losing to the Patriots yesterday. We're terrible. We have four good players. Okay? And then 49 other ones.
That's four too many. But
we have four good players, and we smoked them. Bad. They looked like a high school team yesterday.
Drake May hit you with all the cliches after the game.
I love that dude.
Yeah. You know, just had to get the football out, man. Just guys are playing fast and playing physical, and that's what Coach wanted us to do, Coach Mayo. I'm just one of his guys.
He's amazing.
He was in full coach mode yesterday.
Completely on the opposite end of the spectrum is Caleb Williams sitting on the bench with the 1,000-yard stare because he knows his whole organization is failing him.
Well, the story yesterday was all about Caleb Williams, and no one talked about how Drake May went in there and put on a clinic of how to play in a windy stadium. Everybody feel like it's called the Windy City for a reason. So you're not going to be throwing a ton of footballs in the air because the wind's going to take them. That's how they lost yesterday, watching Caleb Williams. And oh, by the way, the Chicago Bears, I do want to ask you this, guys. As they sit at 5-4, I'm just going to give you the next six games.
4-5.
They're 4-5 right now. Let me tell you the next six games for the Chicago Bears. You ready?
Yeah.
Green Bay.
Loss.
Minnesota.
Loss.
At Detroit.
Loss.
At San Francisco.
Loss.
Detroit again.
At Minnesota.
At Minnesota. Wow.
Loss.
And then Detroit.
Loss.
Those are the next six games. Seattle, I don't know what's going to happen when they get all the way down. I'll tell you this.
And Green Bay's going to be resting, guys, so maybe they'll win in Week 18.
That won't be a flex, by the way. That will not be flexing that game in Week 18. That's the next six game for the Chicago Bears. And so, like I said, number three, yes, the Hail Mary has ended the season for the Chicago Bears. My number two takeaway, an observation. We got the music ready, Del Tufo. We don't have the music ready. Well, I'll figure it out because yesterday the Jags, the Giants, Tennessee Titans, Cleveland Browns even on a bye. The Jets, after their loss to the Arizona Cardinals, and even on a bye as well, the Raiders. Let's get used to saying you are now on the clock. Because that's what they're going to hear now. The rest of the season. You are now on the clock. We should just get the music ready for just, hey, you are now on the clock. These teams have now, they're ready for 2025. The NFL draft. Because there's no way, the season is pretty much over. We saw Mac Jones yesterday. And Mac Jones was just like, look, all right, Jaguars, let's hurry up and get this season over with. So, like, the Giants, they want to get the season. I've never seen so many people celebrate a fumble. My guy Tyrone Tracy, the running back, fumbled. And you would think a fan base said, oh, no, we fumbled. We're not going to win. And yet New York Giants fans rejoiced because it got them closer to the number one overall pick. I couldn't believe that. And the Titans, yeah, I'm sorry. These ain't the remember the Titans. And Will Levis, just a short leash, brother. I'm sorry, man. They may be in the running for a quarterback next year. Cleveland Browns, they're in their own situation. But I'm more disappointed maybe in the New York Jets. Because they don't have a plan. 41-year-old quarterback. Is Devontae really a part of the plans in the future? A lot of guys on expiring contracts. The biggest fumble may not have been Tyrone Tracy yesterday. Could have been Hassan Reddick. And what he tried to do. The coup that he tried to pull off this season. Now you stuck. Like, he's stuck. He didn't get traded. He's stuck in New York.
And he gave up $8 million.
Like Le'Veon Bell was like, all right, come on, man. Come sit with me. Let's talk. Like, he just could have called Le'Veon Bell. Would have told you, don't sit out. Jeez. Come play. So the Jets, they can start to look forward to next year. And then the Raiders, same thing, man. Like, season's over with. Season is over with. Sorry, fellas. Sorry, teams. My last takeaway from week number 10. This was actually the number one on my list. Whew. They can't keep getting away with this. They cannot keep getting away with this. The Chiefs, the Lions, the Steelers, you cannot keep getting away with this. Especially the Chiefs. You can't play the whole entire game. And they just were controlled by the Broncos. And yet, a field goal block to end the game, like a walk-off block. They can't keep winning like this.
That was crazy yesterday.
The Steelers, they come up, they get someone to jump off sides when you know they're not going to run a play. You can't keep winning like this. And the Lions kicking the ball from Austin. I know the game was in Houston, but Jake Beggs kicked that one from Austin and still made it. Like, let's be honest. How do these teams keep doing it? Whereas there's some other teams, we can't find a win, right? Everybody's favorite team that's on the losing end right now, we can't find a way to win. Yet these teams keep doing it. The Chiefs, the Steelers, the Lions. It's coaching. Coaching matters. Tomlin, Reed, Campbell, coaching matters. Organizations matter. Cultures matter. But they can't keep getting away with this, especially the Chiefs. Where's the voodoo doll? Where's it at? I'm taking it away from y'all. And that's my top five observations of week number 10. We still got one game to go, by the way.
Really good game tonight.
A really good game.
Right up the street at SoFi. Can't wait.
I'll be in attendance there, by the way.
Me too.
I'll be there early.
Whose house?
Whose house? Rams house.
Mike, you going?
Yeah, I'm actually going. I'm going tonight.
Look at us.
Are you working, Mike?
Make it four for four.
Are you working?
I'm going. TJ, come on.
TJ, make it four for four. Come on.
Four.
I'm canceling football the rest of the year.
Why? You got wrestling tonight? What you doing?
I do got wrestling. My team stinks. So I'm going to throw my second job as a wrestling podcaster. Yes. So I got to watch Monday Night Raw tonight.
You've got to be smoking something over there.
because my team apparently gave up on the season. So why should I keep forging forward, Kirk?
Settle down just a little bit.
I just hit all the drops, Mike.
Sure, go ahead. But will you put up the blinds? Will you put up the curtains at your house, though, to keep the sun out?
Most definitely, because the window's right by the TV, so I got to put them
up. Oh, you know what's up.
Well, Dr. Jones with my rubber glove is going to make sure every one of you are safe.
What does that even mean?
Matt Eberflus spoke. We heard a little sound from there. What's next? Caleb Williams, he spoke yesterday. And I know that he's got some things that he wants to get to. And also, too, I think I told you about this. Brock, I don't know if I told you, TJ. Have you ever signed a tortilla?
What now?
Are you doing that game where you get slapped in the mug?
No, not the game. Have you ever signed a tortilla?
Nah.
Like, a tortilla.
Like an autograph?
Like an autograph.
What? No. Why? Nah. Why would they do that?
Nah.
Well, I'll tell you why coming up next.
Oh, okay.
Man, that's right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich.
Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board that's LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What goes through your mind when you hear everybody wants one of you?
You know, it's flattering and humbling, Rich, but it's a result of the success we've had as a team. And, you know, it's nice. Just like, you know, but you know what, though? It is true, though. Like, we got great coaches on our staff. We got good players. It's a great reflection of our organization and what we've done. And I think, you know, that's the biggest thing. And to see guys that we've worked with over the last couple of years get opportunities with Matt and with Zach Taylor, you know, they're deserving of it because of what they've done on their own merit. And when they go in and compete for jobs, people say, man, we can see this guy leading our organization, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys thrive.
Have you told Kingsbury that he has a job because of you too?
No, sure. That's the that. Cliff got his deal on his own.
Okay, no, I'm sure he did. I know you had you were knocking on his door too to join your staff. I know that. So you pantsed him according to Schefter.
I got him good, didn't I?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
You told that to Schefter that
I did.
You totally. What did you do to him again?
Well, basically, you know, he obviously has a pre-existing relationship with Patrick Mahomes. He was out here doing some things, and Cliff was having dinner with him and a group of people, and we have a mutual friend, and I tricked him into thinking that, you know, he was tampering and that he was going to lose some picks. It was...
That's what you changed somebody's name in your phone to Roger Goodell?
I did. Our mutual friend, I couldn't let this go on too long. So our mutual friend, a guy named Chaz Gessner, I put his number in my phone as Roger Goodell and had him send me a text that said, you know, hey, this is tampering. You know better than this. You guys are both, you know, and I showed it to Kingsbury and I said, you know, Mr. Goodell, he never texts me. I said, you better call Steve Kine right now. And his face, he was like, he said, I thought I was going to throw up. He's like, that's wrong. I mean, I couldn't let it go on for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it was a good but a bad joke, man. Okay. I mean, he's like, you ruined dinner, man.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich, and I want to tell all of my friends out there about Game Time Picks. Because I'm looking forward to all the great action coming up. The holiday season is, it's already here, but it's quickly approaching. So you know what that means? I like to go to events indoors. That's the best time. And you know where the best place to go is Game Time. Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see all of your, you know, great events, whether it's concerts, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whatever it may be. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff, so you only find the incredible deals on the great seats, so you don't have to waste your time searching, like, which seat could I go to, or which ticket? No, just go find it, get the filter, figure it out. It'd be all good, because with the new Game Time Picks, the curation is a lot easier, so you can save money on those events, concerts, comedy, theater, and all other events with an all-in pricing feature that you get to total up front. That's it. None of those hidden fees, no surprises at checkout. With Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time, they'll credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. So look, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, spell it out, RICH, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game time. You know, we were talking a little bit before the show, TJ.
Yeah.
Me and Brockman, we're just like, you know, we're all about, okay, teams and the next group of quarterbacks coming in. Right, we're already past Drake May.
I'm not past Drake May.
No, I'm not saying like we're already on to the next class.
Right, we're moving
you
on.
You as a
class.
Fan, you're locked in.
Oh,
with
I'm
Drake
good for
May.
A decade.
Right,
at least.
You're good. Right, Jaden Daniels, he's already here.
Oh yeah.
Like, but Caleb Williams now seems to be struggling a little bit. And then there's also going to be some teams that are going to be looking. They're going to be quarterback hungry when the draft comes around next year. Mm-hmm. And so as we start to look at the quarterbacks of next year's crop. Let's not ignore the quarterbacks of this year's crop, because Caleb Williams, we thought, was probably the best quarterback in the draft, or the best, I would say, pro ready of the group.
Most talented.
I would say pro ready.
And going into the best situation.
Yeah, going into the best situation, pro ready.
Right.
I mean, Bo Nix, we were just like, the dude's just old. Right? But at the same time, he's got experience. I don't know if he was pro ready. The most talented, I think, pro ready was Caleb Williams, because we thought his game would translate. Because everybody, what was this comparison coming out? TJ, remember the comparison of Caleb Williams? He plays like who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They had a little Patrick Mahomes. They had a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And now you go into the season. And I'm not saying that, and I don't want this to sound like I'm being a hater. Because I'm not a hater. You have to figure out there's a fine line between criticizing and being a hater. But I was critical because it did seem at times, because I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks, and you watch the way the show was played out, and you hear some of the interviews and the conversations of Caleb Williams, and I realize that you have to look at the game a little bit differently and be more humble about your approach. I don't know if I saw that humble approach for Caleb. It was like, I'm going to light the league on fire. It's pretty easy. Like, this is going to be good. You know, when you tell your punter, hey, you're not going to punt this many times this year. We're going to be rolling on offense. And I'm saying, I don't think you understand how this league works. Like, this is a week-to-week league. And your patience, your mental, your physical will all be tested. And then if you adversity hits, either they're going to point at you or they're going to point at somebody else on the staff. But someone is going to be the reason of why the team is not performing well if you're not succeeding. And that was a question that was asked to Caleb Williams, is does he still have faith in the head coach that drafted him? Here's Caleb Williams.
Am I confident in my head coach? Yes, I'm confident in my head coach. You know, they brought me here for a reason. They brought all of us here for a reason. As players, when we're in the locker room, we know how good we are. We know how good we can be. And right now, we're not executing. We're not hitting on cylinders. And we have all the confidence in each other, to be honest with you.
Have all the confidence, but three losses will do that to you, fellas. You lose three times in a row. It feels like double. Right. It feels like you haven't won in almost a month or more. I always say that because I've been in those situations where you like, man, you lose one game and the way that they lost in the Hail Mary game, obviously, to Washington. You're like, OK, we got to get it out of our mind. And I remember Caleb Williams talked about it like they didn't really get over it yet. And that was 2 weeks. Now you're going up again and OK, we got to win here. We got the New England Patriots coming in. And the Patriots beat you. Oof. And now you start to look around. And I think, what is it? Are you a finger pointer or a thumb pointer? That's a big one. Are you a finger pointer or a thumb pointer?
Oh, can you explain that?
Well, if you're a finger pointer, you're putting the blame on everybody else.
Thumb pointer is like,
I put the blame on myself first before I go out and criticize others or say about, I'll talk about myself first of what I need to do. I need to be better. And I would love to see Caleb Williams come out and say, don't look at my head coach. Look at me first. I'm not making the plays that are needed. Because everybody's going to blame somebody. When you're not winning, you're going to blame somebody. This league is about, we win as a team, but when we lose, it's somebody's fault. Think about it. In the NFL, we all win. We did a great job. But when you lose, it's somebody's fault, right? It's Jerry Jones because he didn't put a curtain up, right? It's Mike McCarthy because he can't cut. We got to find reasons why you lost the game. The field goal kicking was bad. Yesterday was just a bad game for the Houston Texans, but yet, who do we blame the most? Oh, CJ Stroud had a bad game. No, he didn't have a bad game. It wasn't his best, but I wouldn't say it was the reason why, but that's the way the NFL works. I just want to see Caleb Williams down the stretch now change things around. It shouldn't fall on Shane Waldron, his offensive coordinator. It should fall on himself to point himself, look at himself and be a thumb pointer, say it starts with me. It starts with my performance. And then moving forward, we'll see. But it goes back again to next year's crop of quarterbacks. No matter how much we hype them up, we gonna hype them up again. We gonna continue. Who gonna be the number one overall? Is it Shador? Is it Cam Ward? Just know that it's gonna be some ups and downs, bumps and bruises. But man, salute to Drake May overcoming that. He got a win yesterday, and these Patriots look like they found their quarterback for the future, which is good. Because some quarterbacks, like Jaden Daniels, you're like, all right, I think Washington has something. And he's going to have to continue to progress. I think we want to award the quarterbacks of these players too soon. But one of the great NBA players, I always remember, I was sitting in the green room with Gary Payton. And I was like, oh, man, you see the young dude? He's over there balling. You know, he's averaging 25 points a game. He's like, yeah, when he's doing it for 4 years in a row, then call me. There's a consistency that you have to have in professional sports. We love to award one season of performance, second year of performance, third year. And we don't, for some reason, we don't appreciate longevity. We don't appreciate the sustained success for year after year after year. And I wonder why. Why don't we do that? I want to see more of that. Appreciate it. Because I feel like we're tearing, at times, Patrick Mahomes down, but yet the dude is good. Like, he's really, really good. It's not always going to be perfect, but it's going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Patrick Mahomes. I'm watching Lamar Jackson. I'm watching tonight Matthew Stafford, Monday Night Football. People look at him as a relic. I'm not looking at Matthew Stafford as a relic. I'm watching high quarterback IQ that these young dudes just don't have. And that's why quarterbacks like Matthew Stafford will always have an opportunity in this league. Hour number three coming up here. Golic Jr. joins the show.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.